Ash. Old wisdom, women. I'm holding Carnelia in my hand. I'm feeling a heaviness in my heart in relation to all that women have suffered through time. Flickering in my third eye. Tightness around my throat. Movement in my colon and the words barren in my womb. It's peaceful. Now is the time for women to have their voice. Gentle. Reconnection with nature. You can hear the birds. I feel this one connects the solar plexus and second chakra with third eye. Wisdom, knowing. Nurturing, mothering. I feel a connection with the planets. Goddesses of time. I feel like I have tentacles of energy moving from my crown chakra and reaching towards all women around the world that are on the same vibrational plane as myself. Unity, support, connection, common purpose. I see Mother Mary. She's crying. That women have lost themselves in the last generations, lost the power that the women who walked with Jesus claimed and fought for. There's a very strong energy of Mother Mary through this remedy. A nudge, a reminder. Strength, courage. I'm now thinking of the story of the hair that was given to me in my carving, Ishnak. This is a woman with power and honesty, a woman who ruled with heart, no exploitation of sexuality or excessive reliance on feminine beauty. It's a silent, quiet, strong feminine presence that is natural, not forced. No compensation. It's an allowing of the essence of a woman. No need to become more masculine. No need to exploit our sexuality for attention from men. In fact, this strength doesn't require a man. It's so gentle. Healing. heart-led healing, ability to heal, ability to extend those gifts unique to each woman out towards the universe with no expectation. It's a flow. Helpful for girls going through puberty to gently step into that feminine power. A realization of the subtleness of their beauty. Calm, peace, acceptance, transformation of the body into that of a woman. Feeling comfortable in all that is a woman, curves, breasts, deep respect for the cycles of fertility within a woman. Nurturing too for those entering menopause. Nothing is lost. There's such a strong sense of unity between my presence here and that of all the strong women in time. Florence Nightingale, Mother Teresa, Mother Mary. There's more, but they're flickering. The nurses, the carers, the mothers. The quiet wives supporting the powerful men. This is not an energy that would tolerate being a mistress. Honesty. I'm seeing an Egyptian beauty, but it's not Cleopatra. She ruled for a short while when her brother died. Before marriage. Who would that have been? This is a useful remedy for women healers combined with rose. Helpful for toxicity, toxic thoughts directed against self. An ability to see with clarity all that you are and remove the old stories that women used against themselves to remain suppressed. And letting go of a perception of what a woman should be and replacing this with a knowing of who I am. What stones will it combine with? Carnelian, Nelian. Chariot, the Russian stone. No. Blues if there's thyroid problems. Looks so delight. Blue quartz. Sense. Biblical transformation. Pineal. bass tones with some rose, like sandalwood, myrrh, again with rose, ylang ylang, or rain's falling. Helpful to calm a racing mind, keep a woman focused. Opens up a connection between all the chakras. Flow, energy. Combining with thistle may be helpful for anger over truth. What have I done to myself? Why did I believe the stories about a place and so it is. Beautiful remedy. Connection with our grandmothers and great-grandmothers and all the women down through time. It's powerful.